or this week is, and what are we going to hear because of all of the uncertainty here?
Well, you're correct. Last week we had about 140 of the S&P 500 report earnings. This week we're going to see the same. And I think really earnings could help set the stage this week, although futures are up this hour more than 240 points. That's good, as more countries look to kind of ease their government-ordered business shutdowns. And that's certainly welcome news to investors. The first quarter numbers really aren't as important to Wall Street as the future guidance for companies. But, Jack, with so many unknowns, that guidance is a kind of a best-guess scenario right now, and most investors know that. What we do know for sure is the S&P 500 is up, I think, 27% since March 23rd. It's only down 3% year-to-date. That is shocking when you consider the roller coaster this market's been on.
Now, Warren Buffett has not been making a lot of moves lately. What's the deal as far as how we can view and speculate the lack of moves or apparent lack of moves from Warren Buffett?
Aaron, you're correct. Now, apparently he's not. We really won't know until the shareholders meeting on May 2nd what he has or has not been up to. But Warren Buffett's become one of the world's richest men by buying stocks that go on sale. When the markets drop, people panic. He kind of swoops in to buy stocks on sale. But apparently, he has done very little buying with his record $128 billion in cash that he has on the sidelines. Now, there's a lot of different reasons for that that people are speculating, but it could very well be that he recognizes that the reality of the economic impact of the coronavirus really hasn't hit Wall Street to the point that it could, and he could be looking for the stocks to drop back to and even past our previous low that we've had. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case or if that's his reasoning, but yeah, this is the kind of market over the last 2 to 3 weeks that normally would be made for somebody like Warren Buffett to come in, especially he's gotten a lot more friendly with airline stocks and different type of travel industry securities, and with so many of them on sale, it kind of begs the question of why he's not done anything, and Aaron, that's what makes it a very good question. But the fact that he seems to be doing very little buying is causing a lot of people to worry that if his concern is that the markets may be pulling back substantially and he's waiting for a bigger drop to move in.
Hey, the Fed is going to be meeting tomorrow on Wednesday, and I think the concerns about inflation are pretty very well behind us at this point, aren't they?
They are at this point in time, and we're really not expecting any sort of announcement from the Fed Tuesday and Wednesday, Jack, as far as what, you know, any new surprises. They have pretty much come to the forefront with about everything that you could think of to kind of help stabilize the economy as much as they can with the quantitative easing, the lowering of the stock prices, the interest rates, to a point where, you know, they have basically helped kind of settle the nerves, at least for the time being, of a lot of people on Wall Street recognizing, okay, we've got some financial footing here, and we should be able to build from here. Of course, all of that's baked into the market right now. So if we have any other bad news that's to follow over the next few days or weeks, I don't know what more that the Fed can do, which would mean that the stock market could react violently with the sell-off if that's the case. Now, if we've got most of the bad news behind us and we're going to build from here, then certainly the moves that the Fed has made up to this point, and look, I am the last person to be called a fan of the Fed, but if they can kind of help the situation here where we can recover sooner than later, that's good. Of course, all the debt that's being created for the economy as a result of this, we'll have to look back and see exactly what the damage of that was, because, I mean, we're printing money now faster than we've ever done before, and it seems like the debt and other things are really kind of the last consideration for anything that's going on right now.
Yeah, we're going to have to worry about that and pay it off after this thing's all over. But Jay, we'll be probably talking to you later this week when we get the money coming down from the feds and where we're going to get it and how long it's going to take to get it. But we'll talk to you later.
I'll be ready, sir. Have a good day.
Jay Ratliff, our day trade expert at daytradefund.com.